Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. There have been intense clashes in Sudan's capital today between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary group. Michael Colocki reports the U.S. and Saudi Arabia want the warring sides to agree to a new ceasefire.
Heavy gunfire and explosions were reported today in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, after the ceasefire agreement between both sides expired yesterday. In a joint statement, the United States and Saudi Arabia said they are both ready to resume facilitating peace talks between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, that had been suspended last week. Both countries called on the warring sides of the conflict to agree to a new ceasefire, with the intention of achieving a permanent end to the fighting. According to the United Nations, over 1 million people have been displaced from their homes as a result of the conflict. For NPR News, I'm Michael Colocki in Nairobi.
Ukraine-braced Russian paramilitaries say they've crossed the border and captured two Russian soldiers. They're offering to hand them back if the local governor will meet them. The BBC's Sasha Schlichter has more.
In a video on the Freedom of Russia's Telegram channel, a man identifying himself as the commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps said he would hand the two captives to the Belgorod governor if he came to meet them in the village of Novaya Tavaljanka. He said, "Today you have the opportunity to communicate without weapons and take home two Russian citizens, ordinary soldiers, who you and your political leadership sent to the slaughter." The video shows one of the captives giving his name and rank, while the other is laid out on an operating table. Earlier, Governor Vyacheslav Gladkov urged all those still living along the Ukrainian border to urgently evacuate to avoid the constant shelling.
The BBC's Sasha Schlichter. Air quality alerts remain in effect in parts of Wisconsin and Illinois from wildfires burning in Quebec, Canada. But NPR's Amy Held reports heavy rainfall brought some relief to Nova Scotia.
Rainfall in Nova Scotia has helped firefighters largely contain a blaze that burned some 4 square miles. Here's Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston.
I can tell you that the rain is lifting spirits.
And he says the rain is cutting wildfires there in half to 5. But he cautions more fires and hot spots remain. A multi-year drought has led to Canada's most intense wildfire season on record, with dozens still burning out of control across several provinces, forcing thousands of evacuations and pushing smoke and haze southward into the U.S. Experts say the megadrought in the western U.S. is the worst in more than a millennium. Where wildfires typically peak in summer, climate change has turned fire season into a year-round issue. Amy Held, NPR News.
Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei is up 1.3%. This is NPR News. In Poland, hundreds of thousands of people marched in anti-government protests in Warsaw today, voicing their anger at a conservative government that has eroded democratic norms. The march was held on the 34th anniversary of the first democratic elections in 1989, after Poland emerged from decades of communist rule. Critics argue that a recently passed law that would allow a commission to investigate Russian influence in Poland will be used by the ruling party to remove opposition party leader and former prime minister Donald Tusk and other rivals from public office. The animated sequel Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is spinning a much bigger web than expected worldwide. NPR's Bob Mondello has more.
After the biggest opening day of 2023, $51 million, including Thursday previews,
things are going great.
The animated sequel Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is on track to take in a hefty $120 million at North American box offices this weekend.
Woo!
And another $88 million overseas.
Look at you.
Look at me.
That's $208 million in 3 days, significantly higher than industry watchers were predicting, and more than three times what the first Spider-Verse film earned during its opening weekend in 2018.
Can this day get weirder? I guess it can.
With a running time of 2 hours and 20 minutes, long for an animated feature, meaning fewer showtimes, those numbers are especially impressive. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
And U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory at last check. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.